AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Senate has given the president a big victory at the start of the holiday weekend. According to AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander,
the vote was 62-37 to approve the so-called fast-track trade bill, which allows Congress to approve or reject but not change any trade deal that the president makes. The administration says it is vital to wrapping up a 12-nation Pacific trade agreement. An effort to amend the bill to require sanctions against countries that manipulate their currencies was defeated. The administration had threatened to veto the bill if that provision had been approved.
House members have already left Washington for a 10-day memorial recess back home, but senators won't be allowed to leave town until they vote on legislation to prevent parts of the Patriot Act from expiring on June 1st. The director of the Oiled Wildlife Care Network in California says a number of dead seabirds have been found in the vicinity of a 9.5-square-mile oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Our expert teams have captured 6 live oiled brown pelicans, and they are currently in care with our staff and our volunteers at our San Pedro facility.
A few sea mammals have also died. In death, as in life, B.B. King packed the house in Las Vegas tonight. A funeral home director says more than 1,000 people streamed past the guitar-flanked casket of the King of the Blues during a 4-hour public viewing. A musical tribute is being held tonight. One of America's best-known ambassadors died today of natural causes in Plano, Texas. Marcus Haynes danced and pranced around the court with his Harlem Globetrotters to their theme song, Sweet Georgia Brown. Haynes was regarded as the best dribbler in basketball. He played in more than 1,200 games in 100 countries. This is AP Radio News. A popular reality TV show is being yanked off the air.
We're the Duggars.
TLC has pulled the plug on 19 Kids and Counting, a move that follows reports that the oldest of the 19 was involved in wrongdoing as a youngster. The network cannot discuss the allegations into Josh Duggar, but it says it is deeply saddened and troubled by the situation. Various reports have said Duggar is accused of fondling 5 girls between 2002 and 2003. He has issued an apology on Facebook for what he calls bad behavior as a youngster, but did not specify what that behavior was. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An Ohio National Guardsman accused of sexually abusing 3 adopted daughters and a stepdaughter at their home and trying to intimidate his children so they wouldn't discuss the allegations against him was convicted today of rape, sexual battery, gross sexual imposition, intimidation, and tampering with evidence. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.